Confucius himself spoke a great deal about music, and although many of his sayings have been lost, enough has survived to let us know that he saw music as playing a central part in the education of the individual, and indeed in the shaping of the state. At the core of the teachings of Confucius was the fundamental need for every individual to understand and accept their place in the world. It was perhaps in this spirit that sets of Chinese bells took on such philosophical importance, reflecting the diversity but also the harmony that's created when each different bell is perfectly tuned and played in its proper sequence. Isabel Hilton, writer and expert on modern China.
Harmony was very important to Confucius, and the way Confucius conceived of it was that he had an idea that men could best be governed by virtue, by benevolence, by righteousness, and if the leader exemplified those virtues, then so would his people. And by cultivating these virtues, you did away with the need for punishment and law, because you ruled by a sense of what was appropriate and by shame. The application of all these ideas produced a harmonious society.
So a harmonious society is the consequence of virtuous individuals working together in a complementary way. It's a short step for a philosopher to see in a set of highly tuned, graduated bells a metaphor for this ideal society, everyone in their allotted place making music with their fellows.